Chapter 3, Economic Understandings. Chapter Preview, Terms, Needs, Wants, Goods, Services, Consumer, Producer, Scarcity, Choices, Resource Allocation, Price, Vote, Sharing, Contests, Force, Authority, Lottery, First Come, First Served, Personal Characteristic, Opportunity Cost, Trade-off, Supply, Profit, Demand, Specialization, Trade, Exports, Imports, Tariff, Quota, Embargo, Subsidy, Standards, Currency, Exchange Rate, Economist, Traditional Economy, Barter, Command Economy, Market Economy, Mixed Economy, Economic Continuum, Gross Domestic Product, GDP, Consumer Price Index, CPI, Inflation, Unemployment, Factors of Production, Natural Resources, Renewable, Non-Renewable, Capital Goods, Infrastructure, Human Capital, Entrepreneurship, Income, Expenses, Literacy Rate, Life Expectancy. In a family, everyone seems to have wants. New clothes, a new video game, new shoes, a new cell phone, a new car, going out to eat, a vacation. The list goes on and on. Families also have needs. For instance, you need food for lunch. You need a place to sleep at night. You need clothes to wear to school. These are required to live. However, family members might like to have many things that are not required for living. For instance, you need food for lunch but want to visit a favorite pizza restaurant. The concepts of needs and wants are a part of the study of economics. This branch of social studies looks at how people and countries manage their resources to meet their needs and wants. A single household has an economy. Cities, states, and countries also have economies. Because modern countries interact with each other through trade, there is also a global economy. Looking at a family as an example will explain how a small economy works. This will help you understand the larger economies worldwide.